It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise. Hi, Elise. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's nice seeing the sun outside for a change.
Yes, for a change. It is gorgeous weather. I would like it to be a little bit warmer, but the sun is great.
You know, the nice part is you start spring fever early. Mm-hmm. There's all the buds. If you look at everything, there's either flowers or buds everywhere. They're probably getting faked out with the weather because we'll probably get some more rain, but at least we have some fresh life out there.
Yeah, it's great. All the little daffodils and the little blossoms on the trees, the pink and the white. And it's just so beautiful. This is a great time of year.
This is my favorite time of year by far.
And the mustard in the fields.
I see people I just look at it. It's mind-boggling. Yeah. You can just sit there and stare and it just changes in front of your eyes.
So. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Sonoma County Outdoor Expo and Travel Show. Now, last year was the first year that Amaturo Sonoma Media Group had the Sonoma County Outdoor Expo held at the fairgrounds. It was great. But we thought, you know what? Let's expand this a little bit. Let's expand the scope of it because we've got a great resource in Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise. And let's include travel. Travel is great.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah.
Well, we have a lot of my travel friends who are going to be at the show as well. And they'll be talking about giving you ideas of where to travel. They'll be talking to you about options. And these are companies that you know that you may want to get information. And we'll have some of my agents will be there. And you'll be able to talk to them and be able to sit down or make an appointment to follow up and finally get that travel that's been you wanting to book, you're wanting to do it, but you just can't get around to it because the kids have soccer, the kids have basketball, and then you're running here, and then so-and-so's birthday it is. So we'll be on hand to talk to you, to give you ideas, to discuss where you want to go. And it's a worldwide travel show. So it's not just one area.
Sure.
It's
and all different
kinds of
travel too.
And,
right?
and a lot of different travel companies most people haven't heard of.
There's big ones like Princess Cruises will be there. Scenic Cruises, if people know about river cruising, they probably have heard of Scenic. Scenic's
a big
one.
And Scenic's been on our show as well, and they have that wonderful new ship coming out called the Eclipse, which is the one with the helipad and the submarine. So
in Antarctica.
I already looked. A lot of their sailings are sold out.
Are they really?
18. Oh. So you have to hurry up. You know, and I'm not a pushy person, but if you want in on this, you're going to have to get moving.
Wow, so cool. So the second annual Sonoma County Outdoor Expo and Travel Show is coming up at the fairgrounds in Sonoma County. It will be 3 days, Friday, March 31st through Sunday, April 2nd. And TravelWise will be on hand, as Elise said, with many of her agents to be able to help you book that bucket list trip that you've been meaning to take.
And the nice part about it is our different tour companies will be able to get up and talk to you about it. Each of the ones will be able to talk to you a little about while they're cruising. You'll be able to ask some questions. You'll be able to talk to them. They're really there to give you an education and to realize that, you know, the world is really here. You just have to know who to talk to. And what these are companies that work with travel agencies. These are companies that we support, that we know that they have your back if something goes astray and you need to get somewhere on time and something's not going right. These are the people that I work with who are very supportive of us and of you.
And by the time we get to the Sonoma County Outdoor Expo and Travel Show, we will have announced and probably already started to book people on the next KSRO cruise, which we will announce here in the second half of this show. So just about 12:20 or so, that's when we're going to start to announce the details here on Travel Tuesdays. This is exciting. This is super exciting. And it's right around my birthday. Ooh. I'm so excited. Okay, so let's wait. Okay, that's the only hint I'm going to give you. Let's continue back with the travel show. The vendors that you've got lined up are really interesting. Tell me a little bit about Rocky Mountaineer. Who are these people?
Well, that's the company that a lot of cruise line companies use up in Alaska to do their dome trains. But this is actually the train company itself, which you can work with independently. Mm. So they'll do trips between Seattle, Vancouver, and they'll go through Calgary, and they'll go up and around. And they have 3-night, 4-day trips. It's different. Some of their classes are more like a first class than you have a regular class. But even the regular class is not like being packed in an airplane, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be talking about a little bit what they have to offer, because that's in our own backyard. It's just into Canada.
Yeah.
And a lot of those, like I said, some of the cruise lines that go up to Alaska and do the dome trains are using Rocky Mountaineer. Mm. So you go direct to the source this way.
That's wonderful. There's something really romantic about taking a train ride. I just love it. I did it a lot when I was in Europe. And I remember also some train rides when I was younger, because I lived in Washington State. And so taking train rides, like you said, from Seattle up to Vancouver, it's a great train trip.
I mean, you don't have to work. You don't have to like bike it, you know, or anything like that. So you can really see the areas, mm-hmm, and the contrast, you know, between, is it still green? Hopefully it will be up at this time of the year with all the rain we've gotten everywhere. Yeah. But, you know, it's a nice way to be able to eat, dine, mm-hmm, have a cocktail, and enjoy the view.
Yeah, yeah, so much fun. And you really get to relax on, mm-hmm, train rides, which you don't, you know, normally get to do if you're taking a plane to someplace and you're like, oh, cram yourself into a plane. A train is just, it's more expansive
and you
and
have
nice
hotel packages. So it's not like you're just whipping through Jasper and Calgary and you're just running through. You do get to stay at nice hotels and your meals are included. So it'll be really interesting for you.
I love that. That's very cool. What about uncruise? What is uncruise?
Uncruise is exactly what they say. It's an uncruise. So it's more of an adventure style. If you want to go kayaking, if you want a cruise that says, oh my God, there's whales, well, we're just going to stay here and watch the whales. This is the cruise for you. If you want education by marine biologists and you really want to learn, you know, a little bit about the environment, what kind of whale is that? What is it doing? Is it eating? What time, you know, why, when is it mating? When is it doing this? You know, mm-hmm, and so this cruise line is really more, how do I say, you can experience the environment. Like I said, they're small. So you even get to go hiking on, you know, trails that are not as well traveled, shall we say. And they go not only up Alaska, San Juan's, they go down to Mexico. They're doing Costa Rica, Panama now.
Neat.
I mean, this is a company, if you hate getting dressed up, mm-hmm, if you want the service level that's high end and you want your activity, it's the perfect company. And not too many people know about it. But if you come, they'll be talking at this event. So you'll get a lot of information.
Very nice. Uncruise at the Sonoma County Outdoor Expo and Travel Show coming up Friday, March 31st. Through Sunday, April 2nd, it is at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Star Clippers, tell me a little bit about them.
Star Clippers, they're more of a clipper line, if you think of a sailboat, mm-hmm, type of ship. And they have cruises also on the educational, but maybe a little bit more on your creature comforts. Like you're not going to paddleboard out in the, mm-hmm, middle of the area. Although they do Asia, and they are doing some in Europe. Hmm. So it's really a different kind of approach. And you actually have the sales, so you can participate in helping if you want.
Oh, wow.
And,
cool.
It's an all-inclusive line as well. And, mm-hmm, it's a little different. They'll be there speaking about it as well. And we'll get the times of who is speaking at what time on what day. And some of them will be speaking on more than one day. But you'll be able to sit down and listen and learn a little bit more about the company.
Very fun. Do any of these companies bring sort of a presentation with photos and things like that?
Oh, yeah. They're going to be doing a complete presentation with photos and everything, and some of them are going to be giving away prizes.
Oh, nice.
Which is really nice.
Yeah,
we always
cool.
like to win something.
in the theme of the Outdoor Expo, I'm imagining G Adventures offers something for the outdoor enthusiast.
Oh my God. I've been reading a book about G Adventures that was written by their owner, and he started out as just a regular person who loved travel. He backpacked, he did everything, and they now go throughout the world. And it's more like not going on, how do I say, your chain hotels. Mm-hmm. You might stay at an inn on a farm, and you might be traveling instead of by an air-conditioned bus, you might be traveling by bike or by rickshaw, or depending upon, or you're hiking.
Yeah.
One of the things, I'm actually going to Bhutan with G Adventures and National Geographic Expeditions, and you get to actually meet the locals. They want travel to be educational, but not like a big tour bus. They go to places off the beaten path, and you travel in a manner of off the beaten path. Yes, you have your creature comforts, but you get to meet locals. Maybe you'll go to someone's house for dinner who's a friend of someone, and you know, one of the tour leaders.
Oh, that's so
or,
great.
You just don't go to the everyday places. Like if you went to Europe with them and Europe with another company, it'd be night and day.
Huh. That sounds kind of like my style of traveling. I would love that.
And it's better priced. It has all different. It has marine. It has hiking. It has those of you who are really active and you want to hike 10 miles a day. Mm-hmm. This is the company for that. Mm. And then there's even a group for young professionals, I should say, you know, up to the millennial age, which is all a group of like people. The nice thing is it's not just the U.S. You get people from Australia and China and Asia and Europe who are on this trip. So maybe on your trip, you're going to get 4 Americans. So you really get to meet people and learn what life is about direct from the source.
Right,
so.
Right. And those kinds of friendships that you make with people in groups like that are great.
Oh, because you have them for life.
You do, really.
And then you say, well, we're going to go here now. And then everybody says, okay, we'll go. Let's go next May. We'll meet you there. And you go back. And that's what life's about, meeting and learning. And you actually, when you're meeting the locals, you get to help them in a way that's, you know, it's just different.
Yeah.
So they're more, if you really want to get in touch, have a cultural experience like nothing else, you know, G Adventures is the company.
So cool. Now, I have not heard of Butterfield and Robinson. Who are they?
Oh, Butterfield and Robinson is a very, should I say, a high-end bike riding, walking, and kayaking company that takes small groups throughout the world. Hmm. But this is completely all-inclusive, meaning water, soda, alcohol. You stay at nice hotels, the top hotels in the area. Mm-hmm. You eat the top quality food. You don't have a set menu. You order off the menu. And you have experienced, should I say, a leader who's there, who helps with everything. Like you get to a spot and they say, you put your bike down and you go eat. You don't have to go carry your bike and just leave it. And they have, you know, a lot of education, but small groups, you're really taken care of. If you just want to act like you don't want to, you know, bike the whole way. So you don't. Someone will take care of you and take you around to the next destination.
Oh, so how fun.
They're an amazing company. They're small. They're smaller than normal, but they've just got incredible experiences.
All right.
As well.
And now, right before we take a break here, I do want to remind you, we are going to be announcing the details of the next KSRO cruise in just minutes. And it is very exciting. But before we take our break, one last vendor, Classic Vacations. Tell us a little bit about this at the Outdoor Expo.
Classic Vacations basically works with travel agents, but they do vacation packages, air, transfers, hotels, pre-post cruises. They work through us. They have exclusive connections with the hotels, and their policy is their clients will never get walked in an oversold situation. So if you go to a hotel and it's overbooked, you booked through some of the online channels, you're going to be walked. Classic, part of their agreement is that my clients never get walked. They get upgraded first priority.
Oh.
And they are a great company, but you can't book them really directly. You have to go through a travel agency, and they're expanding where they're going and great group of people, and they'll have all kinds of packages where you're going to sit there and drool. But that's why you're coming to the travel booth, to get an idea of what your passion is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. So many different options, really, for any style of travel you're interested in, and opportunities to get great deals, to maybe get some prizes during the weekend. Sonoma County Outdoor Expo and Travel Show, Friday, March 31st through Sunday, April 2nd at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Elise will be there. Her team will be there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have more details as we get closer. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break and come back with our big announcement about the KSRO cruise. That's next on Travel Tuesdays.
Coast to coast, late night, all night on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
When a smile goes bad, dentures were the only solution. Until now. Introducing Teeth in a Day. Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. And as a 30-year market leader in restorative dentistry, I'm thrilled to be the first in the North Bay to offer Teeth in a Day. It's breakthrough technology that enables us to give you a permanent solution in a single day. Imagine being able to eat, smile, and speak with confidence. The procedure is simple. Come in for a free consultation and 3D scan. Permanent teeth in merely hours. Teeth in a day, it's just that easy. My awesome team is waiting for your call at 707-573-0101. Check us out at NorthBayTeethInADay.com. That's NorthBayTeethInADay.com. Remember, it costs you nothing for your consultation and 3D scan. North Bay Teeth in a Day, it's one day that will transform your life forever.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
Okay, Elise. We've got some very exciting news to share on our KSRO cruise. This will be the third KSRO cruise. All right, here we go. Drum roll. Would you like to do the honors and announce our wonderful cruise, which is coming up in January of 2018?
We're actually going to the Western Caribbean with Celebrity Cruise Lines.
Oh, wow.
And so you'll be visiting, it'll be round trip Miami. You'll go to Key West, Costa Maya, Cozumel, Georgetown, Grand Cayman.
Oh.
And we have so many specials, they just keep coming on and on and on. I can't even keep track, there's so many coming on. But we have a special host.
Oh, yes, we do have a very special host. And I started to hear rumors about who this might be. And I was like, what? No, that's so exciting. So this is super, super duper exciting. Our next KSRO cruise in January of 2018 will be hosted by none other than Steve Jackson. The Drive with Steve Jackson is taking us on a cruise. What? And it's to the Western Caribbean. This is amazing.
And mark your calendars. It's January 27th. To February 3rd.
Okay.
So just think about this. You can go through all the hubbub, the Christmas stuff, and you're exhausted, and all the rain is coming like we've had. Think of our January and February when you want to get out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We will go to Miami, and it's too bad. It's going to be hot and sunny. And we will be out there in bathing suits and enjoying a good time. We have so many special offers, and the pricing is incredible. First, let me tell you about what you get,
Okay. What's
coming in on that. First of all, as usual, we always do a welcome aboard cocktail party.
Yeah.
That goes without saying, and of course, that's what we're doing with KSRO.
And Steve Jackson, of course.
And of course, Steve Jackson. We will have not one, but two private wine tastings.
Mm.
The winery will have to announce on another show,
because
that's still a secret.
Exactly. Keep that one in our pocket.
We'll have a winemaker luncheon. which means wine and food pairing.
Oh, that's so
and,
much fun.
You know, nap time afterwards. But, you know, who cares? You go lie at the pool in the sun. It's a tough
exactly.
choice. Tough, tough thing to do. And then this ship has this amazing wine wine bar. It's like as tall as a Christmas tree. Hmm. And it's got all kinds of wines. And it's locked. And you go in and you just look. But we're going to have some champagne while we talk about the different wines in this wine bar.
Wonderful.
So that's the starting. But not only that, you also get $150 per person shipboard credit.
Per person.
Per person.
Ooh.
And a classic beverage package.
Uh-huh.
So if you're one of those who really wants to upgrade, you can upgrade to the premium beverage package, mm-hmm. You can also do Wi-Fi or prepaid gratuities.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And you can pay an additional and get that all taken care of so you don't have to think about anything.
Right.
Except where you're going to eat next, what you're going to see next. Do you want to go to the beach or do you want to go in the pool or how you want to do that? So that's the good part. So you get to choose that.
Now, this is just the beginning announcement of our 7-night Western Caribbean cruise on Celebrity, which is going to be fantastic, with your host, Steve Jackson of The Drive. And you work your magic behind the scenes, and you continue to work on these cruises to make them really top-notch. Mm-hmm. And I know with the backing of Virtuoso that you get other things that other people don't get.
Right. We will do something with Virtuoso. They had, you know, once they get wind, I haven't even talked to them about
it
yet.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, once they know, they'll get on board and we'll get something extra. I always try for something extra. Free is a good word.
Yeah.
Thrown in extra perks. I love it. So the more, the merrier. And this morning I checked pricing.
Okay.
Okay. So we have, on this cruise, you're going to have to suffer and have a balcony the whole time. So the pricing I'm going to give you on the cruise line's webpage, because mm-hmm. I checked that this morning, they have a price with all your port charges, taxes, you know, pretty much out the door, mm-hmm. without, of course, the 2 hours of private wine tasting, the winemaker's luncheon, the private
credit.
Cocktail party, yeah, the wine tour, wine tower tour. Their price was $1,481.75 for an obstructed balcony, meaning the tenders, the lifeboats, mm-hmm. are partly in front of your window. So you're sitting on your balcony, or you might have a pillar in front of you,
right.
So you have to look left or right. But our pricing is not, first of all, our cabins are not obstructed. So you can sit on that balcony with the ocean in front of you, the sunsets, the clouds, the islands, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Our price is $1,371.75 per person out the door.
Mm, that's fantastic.
We're going to be working on group airfare
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually start now. If you have miles, you can book your flights because it's just coming out now. So if you one of those mileage hounds like me, you can go online and get your mileage ticket complimentary. But the pricing is so reasonable for flights to Miami. I've seen everything from the Bay Area of like $350 round trip.
Oh, wow.
So
great.
Anyway, you'll have more perks will be added.
Mm-hmm.
And but the specials for some of the promotions are going to be extended only till April 3rd.
Okay.
So early bird gets the worm.
Right.
So if you're interested, you want to learn more, and we'll be adding more. I mean, I'm sure Steve is going to have some things up his sleeve. We're working on doing a live broadcast
what?
From the ship. Okay. So you, everyone who attends, will be on the air live. Maybe Cozumel. I don't know. We'll have to see where. I haven't
Western
decided
Caribbean.
Where you're going to be at, but we'll
oh
work on that. And maybe your suggestions will help.
Wow.
So if you are interested in getting on board for this, like that, get on board.
I like it.
Send an email to me,
mm-hmm.
ksro@travelwise.net, and that's wise with a Z.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ksro@travelwise.net. Phone number is 707-935-9493. Now it's 707-935-9493. I only have a certain amount of cabins at this price. When these run out, the price is going up.
Okay. All right.
So if you really, we'll be announcing a winery, we'll be announcing more fun events that we'll be doing as a group.
Sure.
So Western Caribbean, 85 degrees, it's raining here. You can text people and pictures
exactly.
and
you
Facebook
and
them of where you are,
Bermuda
sitting
shorts.
With your cocktails, you know, out at the beach and go, Nina, wish you were here.
Oh my gosh. And where again are the ports that we're
okay.
visiting?
So it's a Western Caribbean out of Miami, and it's one of Celebrity's newest, greatest ships. And we'll be talking more about the ship itself.
Yeah. Cool.
On the next shows. But you'll go to Key West, Costa Maya in Mexico, which I've been to before, Cozumel. So divers, come with me. I'm diving. You won't see me on board. I'm out in the water. Georgetown, Grand Cayman, and then we'll have 2 days at sea to have the parties on board.
I love
and back to Miami.
And with Steve Jackson, this is definitely going to be a party. I don't want to say someone's going to get arrested, but it's a possibility.
I don't want to speak that language.
No, I'm kidding. But you are going to have so much fun with Steve Jackson from The Drive on our next KSRO cruise. It's coming up January 27th, 2018, 7 days in the Western Caribbean. Oh my gosh, this is going to be so much fun. And we're going to have to talk about this again next time because time has run out.
Oh,
I'll see you next time.
Oh, what's your whistle there?
This is KSRO.